Just one bear. Just one. Just one bear.
Okay, welcome to this episode of Fermented and Demented. Today we have with us Henrik, Håkon, Simon, and myself, Jörn Ståhle. And today we are going to talk about Beyond the Gates, Uprising, as it's called.
Uprising, as Uprising. It's called in Norwegian.
And to start off, we're going to taste sour sushi from Lærvik, Akti Bryggeri. How do you say it?
It's not really a brewery, it's a Akti brewery, like brewery Akti. I don't know.
Kinda brewery, I don't know.
I shall fill my glass.
Yeah. Do any one of you know anything about this brewery?
Yes.
Lærvik?
They are quite big.
Isn't it from Stavanger area?
Yeah, they're from Stavanger or somewhere around Stavanger.
Stavregret.
On the west coast of Norway.
Yeah, I've tasted a few of their beers. They're usually pretty good.
Pretty good.
And this is a Berliner Weisse.
Yes.
How many?
4 ABV.
How many alcohols?
It's 4 alcohols.
How fun is this beer?
Yeah, we could talk about how it looks. It's a can.
well started there.
Thank you. 0.3 can.
What is this can made of?
It's made of beer.
No, aluminum.
Aluminum. It's like blue or purplish in the bottom of the can and yellow in the top. With a mermaid that's showing the finger.
Oh, yeah.
So that's...
I saw that now, yeah.
Fuck you, mermaid.
Yeah. Maybe that's Susie.
Yeah.
Susie the mermaid
flips off everyone.
Flip. Yeah. It's flip off Flipper the mermaid. No.
Yeah. The dolphin. Yeah.
Dolphin.
Yeah.
Let's smell the beer, maybe.
Smell the beer. What does the beer smell like? Is it sour?
Is it a little bit sour?
Mm-hmm. Is it strong?
What is it good for? Absolutely.
It's
nothing.
It's very, 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 very beer.
Beer.
Yeah. I actually like this. It's yeah. It was sour and refreshing.
Yeah, it's a Berliner Weisse, a bit on the sour side for a Berliner Weisse, but very good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I usually don't like the sour stuff, but this is that sour. So yeah, I could have a couple of these.
But yeah, it's a good beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we shall finish it and talk about Beyond the Gates.
Yeah.
Uprising. It sounds like the second movie in like Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the first band out?
The first band out is on the Friday. It's a 2-day festival, So on the Friday, the first band out is Phantom Fire, which is a new band. Have you guys heard it?
Nope.
No.
They have released one song.
One song?
Yeah.
What genre is it?
It's very rock and roll, but it's metal. it's okay. I don't know. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. They're just two guys, but
in love.
I think they have a drummer as well, but I don't know who that is. It's two of the guys from Krakow.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah.
So it's Chartan and Frode.
Frode Kilmister. Kilvik.
Eld.
Yeah.
It's called. So he has two gigs that night because he also plays bass with Galsvird.
Ah.
And yeah, he plays bass in Aeternus the next day.
Oh,
so basically all the bands.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I think it will be cool.
Yeah.
Have they released something?
One song.
One song. Yeah, I was interrupted here while you said that. I think that's like one of the up and coming bands in Bergen.
Yeah.
Seems like something cool is happening there.
Absolutely.
I haven't heard it though. But
the song is called Return of the Goat, I think.
Ooh.
Ah. Yeah, it's I'm going to see everything on Friday.
Yeah, I think so.
I need to see them.
I just saw Galsvird, so that's not that important.
Yeah, you were at the sit-down concert with them.
Yeah.
This is going to be a sit-down, I think, as well, or?
Is it? We are all green now.
Can't imagine anything else.
We are all green now, aren't we?
Yeah, but I don't think it matters. Oh. I can't imagine it being an old school concert.
No. Well, but ordering beer to where you sit is quite nice.
Yeah. Then you can drink more and the bartenders don't know how drunk you are.
No.
and if Håkon has already seen Galsvird not too long ago, he can be done for the night by then.
Yeah.
Go to bed early.
But it's pretty early concert start, isn't it? 6 in the evening.
Yeah, most
first one.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
We need to go straight. Or the doors are at 6 maybe. Or yeah. And I think they're done by like 12 or 11 or 1 o'clock or something.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I got a force feed on a hot dog and after work then. Drill and kebab i kjeften.
Sounds good. So, you want to talk any more about Phantom Fire?
Nope.
So the next band out then is Vulture Industries. Have you guys seen them before? I know that Jørn has because I've been to a concert with you.
I've lost count how many times I've seen them actually, and every time they're really good live, and the energy of Bjørnar, the vocalist, it impresses me every time. So I'm definitely going to see that one.
Mm.
Also, I really like the music. So,
yeah, it's kind of unique. It doesn't sound like a lot of other bands. I think so, at least. So.
Yeah. They have a cool image, and I don't know how to describe it. It's sometimes it's a bit more circusy sounding, but
Tivoli metal.
Yeah, but not. Yeah, it's hard to describe, I think.
Go listen to them.
Yeah, they have really good melodies and stuff. I don't know what you you Simon, you've been recording a lot with Bjørnar, who sings in Vulture. Yeah. Have you? I guess you've seen them live as well.
Yeah, at least two times, but probably more. Once in Oslo and one in Bergen at Kvarteret, I think.
Yeah. Oh, did any one of you see them warm up for Opeth?
No.
No. When was it? Was it like 9-8 or something?
Yeah, it's quite a few years ago.
It was at the Opeth gig then, at Verte, but I can't
remember. Yeah, it was at Verte. Weren't you there, Henrik? You know the famous clip of...
Was that from that concert?
Yeah, I think so. Bjørnar, he's famous, I think he's famous at least for walking into the crowd and doing his thing sometimes. And there was this guy who, got the microphone and he said that this perfect point that he wanted to suck his little finger or something.
It wasn't his little finger.
It was his penis.
Yeah.
And, I want to suck your cock, he said in the mic, so everybody at the venue heard it.
And I think he had a hard time, keeping his face straight.
Yeah, yeah. I think Bjørnar was...
While he was sucking it.
Yeah. No, he only wanted to.
It's hard to keep your face straight as a guy when you suck a dick.
But
it's not very straight. Yeah.
Jan Ståle, wasn't that Devin Townsend?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm sorry. It's not too weird to mix those up, right?
Opeth and
Devin Townsend. They're kind of connected in some ways.
They both use guitars.
Yeah,
they're both musicians.
Yeah. Okay, but
yeah, now I remember. I was there because that was the Devin gig. Yeah.
But cool story, bro.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Maybe we could link to that video if we find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cringy.
It's a video.
Yeah. Okay. We got contacted by Bjørnar. Like, do you have that video? Because I think I showed it to him once or something. So, but he found out who the guy was that said it. And got the video. So I think they posted it on their page or something.
Yeah, I think they did.
Once, yeah.
Right.
Have you seen them, Håkon?
I am not sure.
Okay.
You know, I usually drink beer when I go to concerts. I don't always pay attention to who plays. Or remember
but you pay for beer.
Where it was.
Okay, should we move on to the next band then?
Yeah. That was Boredom Life.
Boredom Life.
Boredom Rife. All right.
Yeah. That's some Trønders, I think.
Trønders.
Trøndersh.
Some Trønders.
Yeah, some dead air metal.
And I think a Swedish guy on vocals.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't think they're one of the. I think they're one of those bands who doesn't talk too much about who they are. If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But we can talk about the music.
Yeah, I remember when they came out with the first record. That's pretty good. Actually. Yeah.
I never got it. You know, it was pretty hyped back then. I don't think the album was even released.
Okay.
So, before they played Beyond the Gates or something, at least at Varte, I thought it was cooler live than on record, at least. And they have, at least back then, they had this... the guy who played in Keep of Kaless, and what's the name of that drummer?
Vega.
He also played in Gorgoroth, and he's extremely tight and very competent drummer.
Mm.
So I remember I was focusing on him during the gig. But yeah, the live stuff was cool, but the record is kind of, yeah.
I think he's still in the band
Heal. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh.
And they have played before on Beyond the Gates, haven't they?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
I saw them there. Yeah, I saw them there.
Yeah, me too.
I think I remember listening to it and thinking that their sound was a bit cool. But it's so long ago that I've listened to it. But I think I want to see it live.
Yeah.
To check it out at least.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then there's Helheim.
Helheim.
Yeah. Which I guess we all have seen a few times.
Yeah.
I don't think I have seen them.
Yes,
you
have.
Haven't?
I have, at least.
I can't remember. But it's,
yeah, you've only seen Helheim?
Yeah.
All right. Hofheim?
I've been to Helheim.
I saw them with one of our fans, Björn, at Inside.
Once. Yeah.
That was a really good show. Mm. Good musicians and yeah, very fun. And they didn't have a support band, so they played for a really long time. Helheim. That night. That was very fun.
They did actually also release a mead lately.
Hmm. Yeah, have anyone tasted that?
We should absolutely try that, I think.
Yeah.
Mead is, of course, fermented. So I think that's...
it's mediocre.
That we're allowed to do one of those.
Yeah, yeah, we should do that. I'll write it down.
In need of assistance, we should call that episode.
But then we should just drink mead, maybe?
Yeah. See how you do on your mead term.
I don't know, is there more to say about Helheim?
No, I think you got all of it.
There's nothing left.
that was a bit short. We could say some more.
Yeah,
it's not.
Of course, we could talk about. I guess he's the frontman, Vegander. He's also.
He?
Oh, they're kind of splitting
both of them are kind of front.
It's not frontman. It's front person.
Front persons.
Okay,
we are the front people.
But he's also playing on a Saturday.
Yeah, with Stocke.
Man, we should have a list of all the incestual.
Yeah, but it's great for the organizers. They can save like a lot of money on plane tickets and hotel
on COVID tests and everything.
Yeah,
and food.
Yeah,
yeah,
and beer.
No, that won't save on beer.
No.
Tom,
he's the other guy that's singing.
Yeah.
That's Tom, right? Yeah. He's a really good designer.
Mm.
As well.
You've worked with him, actually, right?
Yeah. with my band Sunspawn, he made our logo. Very nice guy to work with. He's quick, and he, when you give him like inputs, he gets what you want. And that's not a lot of people that do that. So I think he has a web page called coverart.no.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's made a lot of. I think he's made all the Helheim covers and a lot of other Bergen bands as well.
Most of Torque's covers, actually, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Well, at least the layouts and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's weird covering your own band.
Yeah.
Cover band.
You get into some plagiarism when you do that.
Yeah.
All right. Next up.
And then it's Galsvird.
But when it's written in caps, the Vird, do you have to shout it?
Out loud?
Yeah.
So it's Gals Vird! Vird!
I think that's how you say it.
I think it's an acronym for something.
Oh. Any suggestions?
W for Whoredom Rife.
Will you ride dick? Will you ride dick? That's it.
Gals, will you ride dick?
I don't think that can be in our episode.
Would you ride dick? Would you ride dicks?
Ooh.
That's silly. Ouch. Oh. That hurt.
It's what? Pity. The riding of dicks?
The riding of dicks.
No, my chest.
Then you're riding it wrong.
Oh. I think I swallowed something wrong there.
Oh. Okay. Now you have to stop.
Right on.
Okay, so Håkon, you have seen them recently. Was it good?
Yeah, they're good.
You've seen them several times, haven't you?
No, I don't think so. I've only seen them once. Have I?
Oh, you've seen possibly them twice.
Twice?
Maybe.
Yeah. You know, it's they're good. Classical kind of black metal. At least the live feeling.
Yeah.
Mm. Are they too good?
Too good to be true. I like that poem better than I want to admit. No, they are. Yeah, they are good. They're not too good. Like, so if that.
that could be boring, right? If it's.
No, they're not like show off. If that's what you.
One of those bands that's kind. Now I'm using my fingers for the
air quotes.
Air quotes. One of those perfect bands like Satyricon. For me, that's. You know, that's autopilot good, you know.
No, it...
That gets boring for me, at least.
Yeah, I really remember more that I had to buy a hot dog just to buy beer.
Oh, yeah.
Due to the corona rules. And we couldn't split a hot dog. You had to buy one. We had to buy one each.
That's a lot of wasted hot dogs.
Yeah, most people didn't eat them either, so... Anyway.
But I guess Gal wanted a Pulse Fest.
Maybe he will be sad.
Catch you for a sad nap.
Have you other guys seen Galsvird?
No.
Yeah, I have. I think we saw them at the same show, Henrik, didn't we?
Lena and Steinar.
Were they playing also?
No, they're friends of us. Where am I dreaming
what
this?
What venue was that?
Werfta.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
I think it's quite some time ago.
Yeah, you might be right.
Maybe it didn't give you that big of an impression.
You didn't ride the dicks.
Oh, yeah, that night. Not the riding of dicks, but yeah, the Army of the North Star. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
With the Hordum Reif, Vreid, Galsfjord, and Enslaved.
Oh, of course. Then we've actually seen... Then we've seen Hordum Reif.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I've seen them. Maybe two times then.
Okay.
But yeah, I remember talking to Stian from Vreid at that concert. So I missed carving a giant because I was talking to him. But yeah, that was a fun night. Absolutely. Yeah, I thought I had seen them, but I couldn't remember where.
Simon, do you have a... Have you heard Gorgoroth a lot? Or?
No, not a huge fan. I like some of the stuff, but... yeah. Prefer the pre-Gaul stuff, actually. So I'm not a big fan, but the Galsfjord album, I remember checking it out when it came out, and I thought it was cool that it wasn't like Gorgoroth, a double, you know. It was kind of yeah, it had some inspirations and was kind of different and not as black metal or as I would assume.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised when it came out that...
It's a lot of clear vocals, yeah. And stuff. I thought it was cool, but I have since forgotten the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I haven't listened to it since. But I'm looking forward to the gig again. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, move on to Saturday.
Yeah, but first we need another beer, yes.
Yeah.
Just have to empty the... Yeah, to the glass.
All right, next beer. It's a Hop Bird from Austmann, and it's a copper red pale ale. And I shall now open it.
Oh. It looks more like a firebird than a hop bird. I would say.
But it smells more like a hopper than a firebird.
How does the firebird taste?
Hot.
It says the legend has arisen from the ashes. On the box.
Oppressning.
It's a firebird.
Firebird.
Phoenix.
You did actually taste a beer from Austmann before, didn't you?
Several. What?
On this podcast. the
Which one was it? Coffee Porter? Was that the one we had?
One... Two heads, one troll
one,
body.
One troll, yeah. One two heads, body. One body.
I think that's Austmann, isn't it?
No, it's beer.
It's beer. because I was wondering where this was from.
Trondheim.
Yes. Trondheim.
Yeah. Trondheim.
Hi, Trondheim. Komma hit.
Trottenheim.
Komma heim.
Oh, have you seen that clip from X-Files?
No.
Oh, yeah, the one when they talk Norwegian.
They try to talk Norwegian, and it's the one guy that there is called Trondheim. Hi, Trondheim. Komma ha. It's really bad Norwegian. It's really funny.
Yeah, but the sentence doesn't make any sense. It's just rubbish, isn't it?
Is it nonsense sentences? We should sometime talk about Norwegians in famous American stuff like Twin Peaks and all that kind of stuff.
Tol, Varatraten. Hi, fine. Nei. Hello, pretty girl.
Yeah.
I just arrived in my fantastic boat.
Mine luftsäckar har aldrig varit så rena. Or something like
nope.
that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, back to the bear. I think the color is quite on point with the description.
Yeah.
Copper red pale ale.
Yeah. And there's loads of hops, so.
Yeah.
I think mine is a bit old.
Yeah, mine as well.
Yes, definitely.
It doesn't smell very nice.
No. The same here.
Same beer?
Same here, same beer.
Yeah, okay, so mine expires in a couple of... No, 22, yeah, okay, in 1 year. So maybe it's brewed for...
It's a year old. It's far too old. Yeah. That's a shame. That's a shame. It would have been old if we drank it where we were supposed to then anyway. It wouldn't have mattered, really.
No. Yeah, it's a bit off, but...
I get like this flashback to other times beers have been off.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it's probably a really good beer, but today it wasn't.
Yeah. It's the can is cool though, at least.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Can be cool.
Can be cool. Yeah. Cool design, Austman. Keep it up.
So we have some constructive criticism.
Yeah.
But why is the best before date like 1.5 year after it's bad?
Well, that's not, I don't know.
And why is there a blue spot over the date?
It's not that on my... There's a yellow spot below the
green
date.
Spot. So you got the one with the arsenic in it. Yeah.
That's
or Viagra or something.
On my Sour Susie can, I have a red spot.
I have a blue spot on my...
What the fuck?
I've never seen that before.
This is some conspiracy stuff going on.
Conspiracy. That should be your new...
Conspiracy. Hey, trademark.
Yeah.
Trademark it. Was pretty good. Yeah. Good title.
Good title. Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to move on because we can't talk more about that beer.
As you would say to dead... As you say to dead people, move on.
Move on. And find the SAG.
Or
the motorsag.
Inkulter.
Yeah. We can include that now.
Yeah.
Well, that's not on my list here, but alright.
No. When we were recording, Beyond the Gates came out with a post on their Facebook Facebook
page
or what's it called? Arrangement.
Event.
Yeah. Event. Facebook yeah. Event.
Not in Norwegian.
Snagast. That they have included a free all ages show outside with the band Inkultar.
So you have the middle ages, the dark ages, and
then you have the free ages.
Free ages.
A long time ago, I actually thought the band that you said Insulter.
Oh, yeah. That would be a really good band name.
Yeah. They're thrash metal, right? So it would fit very fit as
good. You know Celtic Frost,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inkultar, yeah. Insulter. I don't know.
Nice. Have any of you heard that band?
I've seen them. It's very trash metal.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's
once again.
I don't think I've seen them, but
I haven't.
They're from Fusa.
Yeah, I think so. The one guy there plays with Erlan, which in Hjelvik. The guy who were vocalist in Kvelatak before.
Is this also the guy who guest vocaled on the Metallica song on the last Blohem gig?
No.
It isn't.
He plays in Galsvild.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's right.
And the other Fusa bands.
I think I mix those because.
But I think there's some of them are brothers and twins and stuff. So they are exactly the same person. So I.
So it should really be called Incestor.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's I can I don't know, but he's not in that band as far as I know.
He's called Remy, the guy that plays with Jelvik.
The curly blonde one.
I haven't seen him.
I think.
I don't know.
The curvy blonde one? Was that what you said?
I just... because they played with Drittmaskin before Drittmaskin changed drummer. So I was going to see them, but... I don't know, something came up. I couldn't go to the show.
Oh, I guess I know what came up.
Maybe we played the same date or something. I can't remember.
That's why it came up?
Yeah, that's why it came up.
It's all too clear now.
So yeah, I haven't seen them live. We'll see if I will turn up that early. Three hours before the next band. I don't think that will happen. But I want to see them at one point.
Mm. Yeah.
And then, I think it's quite cool.
And then it's SAG.
And it's SAG, yeah.
Shag.
SAG.
SAG.
Yeah, so they got their name from the trend where you have your trousers very, very low. It's called sagging. So
isn't it just
an Limp Bizkit cover band?
Isn't it just a linear version of Circlesag?
Oh, no.
Circle Shag.
Oh, maybe Sag and Circlesag.
Circle
should
shag.
Have a.
Yeah.
Circle shag.
Sag om syst.
Sag om syst, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Sag. Have you guys?
No.
No.
I've been to Sagvåg.
Mm. Han spurte så, han sag det så. Hvor hører du vel hjemme?
Åh, det ubrukelig. Men det...
Does anyone of you
have Kim and Egil?
I got one. Do you remember this, Simon? We went to the album review beer tasting thing.
Yeah, I remember the beers.
With Memento Mori or something it was called.
Yeah,
that was fun. I got the free... got to attend that for free and got drunk.
Yeah, me too. We did some press stuff there. And yeah, got to taste beers and listen to the new unreleased album while drinking free beer.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was actually Syv Fjell Brewery who had the beers there.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was you kind of got you shared a bottle with the next guy, and you had to kind of drink the stuff up because every song was a new theme and a new beer. So, was some of those beers were like 12% or and you had to kind of finish it within a song because.
And this was
the
free?
Next song came. No, but I was press.
At least you didn't pay. That's yeah.
Yeah, to review the stuff and write.
Okay.
So there was an entrance fee and very low tickets. I guess it were like 20, 30 people in the room.
Okay.
I don't remember how I got in, but there was, I think some people didn't show up, and I. Maybe the girl thought I was cute or something. I don't know.
That can't be the case.
No.
Maybe she felt sorry for me.
Yeah.
So, she saw how thirsty you were.
Yeah.
That was super nice anyway. But
yeah,
I think I got quite drunk.
We all did.
Yeah.
We had to drink fast, you know, and with the high percentage beer, so...
That's dangerous. Yeah.
But I don't think I've seen SOG live.
No.
They're a bit more rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
I want to see it. Yeah, it's quite cool.
Yeah, Olav, the vocalist, he sings in Maidenhead's... where Rune plays drums, my brother.
Yeah.
So I've seen him singing a couple of times. He's really good. So I want to see SOG live. I drank beer with him and the drummer of the band one night on Kroken. Nice people.
Is that also the guy who sings It's Just Porn, Mom?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah, he and the drummer from that band, I can't remember the name, they have another band called Electric High now. Oh. That's rock and roll as well. Pretty new band, I think.
Yeah. Do you think SOG will play It's Just Porn, Mom?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think SOG.
Before SOG, they do. All right, next band.
Vemod.
Vemod.
I don't think I've heard about them. Is that normal? Have you guys heard about them?
I've heard about them.
Yes. No. Yes, I have the LP.
Is it any good?
Yeah. Wrong? Okay, it's okay. a lot of people say it's like the new old Ulver, kind of Bergtatt era, atmospheric stuff.
Mm.
So I think it's some of the people from one head, one tail, or that band.
Okay.
And stuff, yeah. So, but I haven't seen them live.
One hail, one tail.
I think that is one of those bands I'm quite curious about, because I haven't listened to it. I've only I've seen the name here and there, and I think I've seen the cover with I think it's like the Northern Lights or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I recognize that a lot of people seem to think that they are interesting. Yeah. Maybe a bit hyped, I don't know.
Okay, so it says here there are three people on Metal Archives. It's usually pretty accurate, but...
Yeah, but I would say from the whole Nidaros Trondheim stuff, I guess Vemod is the one of the ones that are not too hyped, you know. Yeah, there's a lot of hyped stuff.
It looks like
Nidaros.
It's the same drummer as Hordom Rife, maybe. They have two current live drummers. So it's not good to say.
Also, it's stereo.
Yeah. Maybe they have actually two drummers, like King Gizzard.
Or they flip a coin. Who's going to join us this time?
Yeah.
Do they play each, their one bass drum each, so they have to...
Yeah.
Like...
one of them plays the right hand and right foot, and the other one is playing the left hand and left foot.
And the other guy plays wrong.
But there's also other bands who just have one arm stuff, right? Like Def Leppard or something.
Yeah. But that's just one drummer, though.
Oh, they miss one. Then.
Yeah, they just...
one drummer, one hand.
Yeah.
One take.
Should we move on to Eternus?
Eternus, yeah.
That sounds like the hotel.
The Forever Hotel.
Yeah.
Frotel?
I don't know much about this.
I haven't heard them live. I think I've heard a couple of songs on Spotify, but nothing more than that.
Yeah. I'm into some of the old records, I think from like the late 90s. Grieg Harlan sound and kind of dark and black metal-ish. A little bit of death metal influence in them.
It's quite deep vocals, aren't there?
Yeah. But that's there's some really cool stuff there. But later on they got into more like death metal and kind of a little bit technical stuff, and that's really not my cup of tea, but yeah, I hope some of the old classics will be played.
Is it more your glass of beer?
Never seen them.
I've seen them live at least once. I think that was on at the Inferno Festival. I can't remember which year, but at least I remember, I think he's called Teres Phobos.
The drummer?
The drummer. I remember thinking that they played really well. They played on Rockefeller stage. And, I think I remember it being a really cool concert. So I want to check it out this time as well.
Nice.
I think his drumming was one of those things I thought was really cool.
Nice.
But it's a long time ago. Can't remember that well. Not much more to say, I think.
No. Djävulish idé.
Djävulish idé, nej.
What? You're out of beer again?
Maybe. I have a problem.
You have a problem?
Down.
You have a problem with alcohol?
It's an alcohol problem.
I just thought that if we're, I don't know, we can take one more or the two last and then the last beer afterwards.
Yeah, so we can take do the remaining ones and maybe I...
You'll scuffle off.
And you can continue.
You can fuck off.
Yeah.
Dievel. The... Not the last band, but the second last band on Saturday. I've seen them live once at Tool. But I was
You've seen them recently as well.
At
in
Tool.
In September.
Ah, yeah. Forgot that. Yeah. I've seen them twice.
I think I've seen them more than that, but yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, the first time I saw them, I think I were maybe not that present. And
at Hulen?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And just sat and talked with people instead. But the... In September, in Haugesund or Karmøy, that was a cool show. It was really fun.
I think we were pretty starved on concerts at that point also.
Yeah. And it was good to... We played with Nifrost, so it was good to finally get to play in front of people and then to relax afterwards. That was nice. It was a good show as well. So that will be fun, I think.
Yeah. Have you guys heard the latest album?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I've or listened to
it. Is it a blue cover?
Yeah, it's an Tanker Rir Natten or something. It's called.
Yeah, I've heard some of it.
I've heard it a couple of times, and I think it's, it's, of course, it's quite old school in the way that all Dievel stuff is quite old school, but yeah, it's, I think that's a good album. Worth checking out, at least. Yeah. I think they have... They have some new members of the band this time around.
Yeah, okay.
They have a lot of members over the years, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Of course, Erlend from Kvelertak, or he was in Kvelertak before. He was the first vocalist.
Yeah, he did also do a guest appearance on one song when we saw them last time.
Guest appearance?
Appearance?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. And last but not least, are you talking to me?
You have nothing to say about... But
I can't remember any. I don't think I've seen them, actually.
Have you heard their albums?
Yeah, I've heard some songs, but they haven't stuck. So,
did you guys attend the Blast Fest festivals?
Yeah, sometime.
Yeah, we played them.
I think we did as well.
Maybe they actually played the same year as you. Because I think that was the first time I saw them on the small stage, quite intimate.
The upstairs thing with the low capacity and the people weren't getting in.
Yeah, yep. That one.
Oh.
That was really cool.
When people weren't getting in.
Seeing the show in there, yeah. That was quite special.
Yeah. I've probably seen them then, but I'm not.
I guess if you're not paying too much attention on what's being played or whatever, it can sound like a lot of other things.
Yeah.
It's the same old riffs, but
Jevel.
But it's cool.
It's Jevel cool. Yeah.
Then it's the last band.
Toxic. The headliner.
Isn't Toki playing also?
Yeah. Exactly.
Then
it's the last band.
Then it's
I thought you said that's the last band.
No, sorry.
Then it's the last band we're going to talk about.
I never heard of
Toki about.
Take on me.
Talk on me.
Yeah, that is a band we've all seen at least once.
A lot of times.
Yeah, I've seen them quite some times now. First time was in Trondheim, actually, when I lived there.
Why did you do that?
Because of reasons.
Because of reasons.
If I hadn't lived there for that 1 year, I wouldn't be in Nifrost, and we would probably not know each other.
All right, it was a good thing you were there then.
Yeah. But I mean, what's there to say about Tokyo? It will be fun to see them again, I guess.
We can say, to quote our band member, Evan, we can say, set på Tokyo. Put on Tokyo, and listen to it. It's
Tokyo.
I think it's great. They're being a big inspiration to us, I think.
Yeah, I hope we will get some Norges Våpen songs.
Yeah,
but I guess we will. I don't know.
Do you have some insider information?
I have nothing.
You have nothing.
I have nothing.
Yeah. I hope for some banjo. Banjo?
Banjo.
That's a good banjo.
Yeah, I know a couple of songs, but that they're going to play. So I think it will be fun. My brother was drumming there. He said to me that there was a couple of tough songs and a long set, so
he have an alcohol problem that night.
He couldn't drink too much, and also I think he's looking forward to being done with the show. And then I said to him, I'm looking forward to be pissed and really drunk and listening to him playing.
Telling him he sucks.
Yeah. And then he said that he would get someone to watch over me so I didn't get too drunk.
And that will be interesting how drunk can one be at one of these festivals?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Two bears, one hand. One hand.
Two bears, one cock. No.
Ooh. That's the Friday headliner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tokyo will be fun, I think, and
looking forward to it.
Yeah. Last bear.
I want to thank for me.
Bye bye.
I want a tank for me.
Want a tank for me. Yeah. Said the fish on land.
With huge guns.
Thank you, bye bye.
Yeah, so I didn't buy the last beer, so I'm gonna sign off and these guys will lead you on through the night.
And see what she may do.
Let's find out.
Anyway.
Okay.
Do as you may.
Then we've come to the last beer, which is Chimay or Chimay or I don't know how they say it. Chimay. Maybe that's how they say in Belgium.
Chimay.
This beer is called Chimay.
Chimay.
That was bubbly.
I've had this sitting in my apartment for quite some time. But this is a beer that I guess holds with the time. I don't think this will be as bad as the IPA.
No.
Oh.
This will be significantly better.
Yeah, so this is the two first beers were store-bought beers, which have to be below 4.75 ABV in Norway, and this one is 9%, bought from today's sponsor, Vinmonopolet. I'm just kidding.
No, that's not kidding.
That's not kidding.
That's not kidding. All right.
So this is a Belgian Trappist beer.
Yeah, I'm feeling Trappist off.
Trappist off.
Very pissed.
Quite dark in color. It smells real good. Oh, the Belgian yeast. It's so fucking good.
I'm actually a bit bored of Belgian beer lately.
This conversation.
You
is
may
over.
Now leave the podcast.
Yeah.
She but, may now but, leave the podcast.
But let me explain, because I've brewed a Belgian blonde, I think it was, from the.
From Vestbrugge.
Vestbrugge, the place you work, they have a old grain.
Fanden.
Yeah, Fanden, a set. And yeah, I've had quite a lot of that lately. So to me, that kind of spoils the fun of this one.
Yeah, but that's like saying you've had too much sex lately. It's not really.
You can't say
you
it.
Can't say it.
But it's the. But it's the same kind of tastes.
Yeah, but it's so good.
Yeah, but when you have a lot of it, I don't know.
I think I've also been like having Belgian beers on tap and stuff. So, and I've never been tired of the taste.
No.
I recently.
I would have made this.
Had a Saison with the Belgian yeast. Yeah. So, yeah, I just emptied that yesterday.
I would
That's what I've been drinking the most the last weeks. So, yeah.
I would have put some more hops in this if I made it myself, but that would be breaking the style, breaking the law.
Breaking the style. Yeah,
but I can recognize that this is a nice beer. Like, generally speaking.
Yeah,
I'm just, you know, have too much.
If I've
of
made
the
it,
good stuff.
I guess I would have made it a bit lighter.
It's a bit heavier. Well,
I usually don't make. That strong beers.
No, it's very rarely.
I think I've only made over 10% three or four times. So.
Yeah. I have a Belgian triple in my fridge, which is 8%. I think that's more than enough. You can't drink as much when it's so strong. So
no.
That's but why it's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
And I guess this is maybe you should put a bit more into this review, because this one is easier for people
to buy
all around the world, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
And maybe you should look at the label. Because
This is the blue Chimay. Yeah. Chimay.
The blue Chimail.
Chimail. And they also have a red one, right? I think so. I can't remember. It's so long since I've been in Belgium.
I've not tried that one, at least. But this one is blue. And on the label, it's quite simple with the logo and...
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be that fancy if you have a good beer. So,
Yeah, they have a red one. I think I've tasted that. That's called Chimay Red. This is the 150. They have a triple, a gold, and a red.
Yeah.
So all of them have different colors on the label.
What year does your
2020
yours say?
2020,
both of you.
Expiration date?
No. On the front label it has this year.
Yeah, 2020.
I have 2021.
Okay. So yours might actually taste a bit different. I don't know how much they tweak the recipes from year to year, but...
Probably not at all, but it might...
No, probably not.
But it's then roughly a year and probably a year and a half. It's probably a year... It's a year difference, so... And it's maybe half a year and then a year and a half old, so...
And the alcohol is 9%.
Yeah.
ABV
9%.
But this one expires in 2025. So that's
I don't think it does actually.
it says best before, but I don't this is a beer that can have lying around for many years.
Yeah, no problem.
It
no
tastes good. Maybe even better, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess this would be like when you have it stored for some time, I guess it's called conditioned.
Yeah.
Would it improve? Probably.
Might become even mellower. But it's already quite mellow, at least the one the 2020 we have.
Yeah. They also have a Grand Reserve barrel fermented. That's one I want to taste.
Barrel illegal.
She may be barrel illegal.
She may barrel illegal.
Barrelly. Yeah, that we have to trademark that one too.
Yeah, TM.
Conspiracy. Okay.
Conspiracy. Cool.
It would be fun to taste the difference between these beers. One time, maybe.
Yeah, we should try that.
I've seen the red one a couple of times, but they're not as... I mean, this one is the blue one is the most regular.
Yeah.
I'm mostly familiar with the blue one.
I might have said something wrong. They have 5 beers, it looks like. So this is the blue.
And we've drunk 3 of them. What? No.
Chimay 150 is a 10% alcohol. It looks like that's a green one.
Oh. They have all the colors.
Yeah, so they have a green, a red, a white, a black, and then another bottle that looks a bit different. Okay, cool. We will have to taste more of those, because this one is really good, I think.
I think tasting international beers is the way to go if you want an international following.
Yeah.
But, if you don't like she-males, you're Trappist.
Oh.
Ouch.
Trappist.
That's going in the podcast.
Yeah, that has to be in the podcast. Okay, over to more serious topics. What band are you most looking forward to in the Beyond the Gates this year?
Oh, where was this? Did I close it? Now I don't know which bands play anymore. There it is.
Should I send you a link?
No. Keep that. I'm looking forward to the Phantom Fire, as I've not seen it before. And the openers look forward to the most, really.
Yeah.
Wow, then you can go to bed really early.
Yes.
If you want to.
You know, that's a life hack.
Yeah, it's a good life hack.
Yeah.
What about you, Henrik? Or do you have any more Håkon?
Obviously, it's always fun to see Torke and Galsfjord, but, maybe others surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's also the openers, actually. And,
really? Both of them?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Maybe mostly Phantom Fire, because I don't quite know what it is, since they just released one song. And also, I mean, Vemod, just to check out what that is. And Toke. So, yeah, Toke is always fun.
Yeah, I can start out with saying that Tokyo, yeah, it's always great. The lineup here is, there's a lot of bands that I actually like quite well. You know, Djävel, that's really cool. Vulture Industries, really cool. Helheim, I love that. Maybe actually also I quite look forward to seeing those bands I haven't seen before, since most of these I've actually seen. Several of them I've seen several times at least. So at least Phantom Fire and Vemod, Sog, maybe I'll get surprised by that one. I think we're all quite think the same.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's fun. And also there's no bands that I don't want to watch.
Same.
So that's fun as well. It's like, I don't have to go outside and drink beer in silence for that one band. If that's possible. I hope that's possible to at least
You probably have to stay put and drink beer in the chair you're assigned anyway.
Probably.
We have to shout to each other.
Yeah.
I hope that we can go together.
Kepska Nashbit.
Yeah. What do you call it? A cohort?
Cohort.
Yeah.
We in the podcast, we're a cohort, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Socially distanced.
So. Me and Håkon is, at least, because we work together.
Yeah.
So, but then again, I also have people living in my flat that's going to the show, so I guess we're a cohort too.
I yeah, almost not seen anyone this last 3 weeks. So
you are you are your own cohort.
For yourself.
Yeah, so you can sit for yourself.
Just shut up, drink beer, and listen to music.
Yeah, in the corner, shut over there, yeah. Just sitting by
shut
myself.
Shut the fuck up and listen.
And my girlfriend.
Mm.
Okay, so I guess that's that. What beers? We have to have a gold, silver, bronze. We've almost forgotten that.
I almost forgot.
So
for me, that's quite easy.
Yeah, for me as well. This time around.
Maybe you... Yeah, I don't think we have the same, but yeah.
No.
Well, we all clearly think that the Hopbird is the worst one.
Yeah.
As it's too old.
Yeah.
Which has been the case for so many of the hoppy beers we have tried. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
It's just a shame for the brewery. We don't mean any harm, but we have to be honest.
Yeah, we do. We do mean some harm. Yeah.
But I would imagine it being much better when it's fresh.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So
it's not the brewery's fault, it's the store's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who should start?
Henrik wanted to start.
I can start. So.
Henrik can
start. Yeah. So Hopbird number 3. Clearly. And then the 2 remaining is more equal. But I have the Sour Susie on number 2 and She-Male on number 1.
Hot She-Male.
Hot She-Male.
Near you.
Don't be Trappist.
I won't be Trappist.
No. It's a trap.
She may on the
number
first,
one. On number one, yeah.
I guess I will take a guess that you, Håkon, have the same.
No, I have them switched.
You have them switched?
Yeah. Then I'm the one that don't agree with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This time around as well.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah,
you know
why do you have that?
I don't know. I found that the Sour Susie I could have many of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously it's a lighter beer. And it's the Chimay is a good Belgian beer, but it's very good, very traditional, very style correct. But I don't know. The Sour Susie was just that little bit better.
Yeah, for me, as all of you, Hopbird on the 3rd because of the same reasons, being old and stuff. Chimay, I think that's a bit heavy. That for at least right now. The Sour Susie, who gets my gold medal, the first place. It was really refreshing, easy drinkable. I like the sour taste as well.
Mm.
So I was pleasantly surprised by that one. Would easily drink more of that.
Superb.
Yep. Mm.
I really liked the sour sushi as well. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah. Yeah, I always hate everything. I hate yeah. it as well. I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's good, but it's not the best sour.
No, it's not the best sour. It's not as good as the ones I've made. Kidding, of course.
Or the Sjufjell, which we have to have in our taste.
Oh, yeah, the Liebig.
I guess that will win.
That will win. That's the best beer ever.
Easily. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I'm curious about that one.
We Liebig.
We have to have a Sjufjell. What's that?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, really Sjufjell special. Maybe we could...
yeah.
We should get sponsored or something, you know?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be
illegal.
Possible. That's illegal, yeah, of course.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's how Norway is.
Yeah, sponsored by Vinmonopolet.
Okay, should we... Should we end this episode?
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Fermented and Demented. This was probably a two-part episode. I don't know. Should we do after Beyond the Gates as well? Or
I think we should. But
we should call this Before the Gates and then the other one Beyond the Gates.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also would say that... of course, we won't promise anything.
No, we won't. But or maybe we will try to do that as well. So we have this one before the gates, and the next one beyond the gates. So
we're after the gates.
No more. Melinda and Bill have split up, as you all know. So we are beyond the gates.
Yeah.
With that, I think we should all, we can all agree on that we look forward to seeing concerts again.
Yeah.
And, Shalabais.
Shalabais, skål, snagas.
Hallora.
Hade på bade. Bye.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, just one bear. Just one. Just one bear.